nose tackle Sean Cody's ribs, one of the first questions out of the gate for head coach Gary Kubiak during his Monday press conference at Reliance Stadium. Here's the entirety of those 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, we do, John. I mean, and I think it's also a combination of we've got some players that have been playing together now for a few years, you know, so I think that helps. I haven't had a lot of changeover from an offensive standpoint. But, you know, I think our guys just believe in it so much. You know, when we protect the ball, you know, it just the statistics will show you that we got a good chance of winning. And, you know, something we talk about every week. And, you know, halfway through this thing, it's been as good as I've been around. So hopefully we can continue.
Any injury updates from the game?
Sean Cody has got some rib issues. He's actually right now being evaluated. They're doing an MRI and some things, so we're dealing with that. And other than that, we came out just a little nicked. Owen got like a hip bruise. He's going to be fine, maybe a little slowed early in practice this week. Kevin Walters got some tightness in his the groin. I mean, he's got some soreness there, so he could be a little slow early in the week. But, you know, we'll know more. I would say Sean's probably the biggest one right now as we move forward.
He went back in and played, right? But yeah. What's your level of concern with him right now?
Well, you know, Sean's dealt with other issues, you know, with his back. So, you know, we've got him on a program, and he's playing about 20 plays a game, maybe 25 at the most. So just the combination of those things working together would concern me. But he's always shown a way to be there for us, so we'll see.
You expect Daryl Sharpton to be back at practice on Wednesday?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just left him about 10 minutes ago. He looks really good. He's basically been put through some really hard workouts in the last 4 days, and he's responded to them. So all systems should be go for Wednesday to go back on the practice field.
Other than points, is there a stat that's more important to coaches, winning and losing, than turnovers?
Well, I mean, when you look at it historically, John, there's not. I mean, you know, point differential, you're obviously playing great red zone defense. Like yesterday for us, John, to me, we played good offensively in the red zone. We played great defensively in the red zone. That, you know, that ended up being a big, big difference from a possession standpoint, because we both had the same amount of possessions down there. But, you know, it's just something about when you don't hurt yourself as a football team. At the end of the day, you should have an excellent chance to win a football game, or, you know, or less being a dang good football game. And this week's, you know, what little bit I've done on Chicago up to this point, I think they have 28 turnovers defensively. They're the best in the business and well on their way to some records, and we protect it pretty good. So it's kind of a strength against a strength, and hopefully we can hold up our end of the bargain.
Considering it's supposed to be should be a physical game, and you like to run, you think Ben will be back, and how important would he be to contribute in this game?
You know, I don't think I can answer that right now, John. I thought Ben would be further along when we got to the end of last week. He wasn't. We went ahead and rested him through the weekend. It's not like we worked him out or anything. He did nothing today but rehab. So for me to say, yes, he's going to be there, I think it's a little bit of a stretch right now. You know, I'm hoping Wednesday or Thursday he's back on the field doing some stuff, at least with the trainers, and we'll see. But, not as far along as we had expected.
Are you consciously not getting the ball to Arian as a receiver because of the workload he has as a runner?
No, it really has a lot to do, John, with how we're getting played. You know, we played a team like yesterday that plays a ton of man coverage. And, you know, to do that, you know, we'd like to get Arian the ball in some screens and those type of things. So it's got to be conducive of what we're facing defensively. You know, our tight ends are much more involved this year, I think, than, I mean, we're really catching a lot of balls from that standpoint, and yet we're running the ball more than we've ever run it. So, if anything, I'm trying to get him some of his breaks because of all of his carries, you know, from that standpoint.
It's another kind of slow start yesterday. It's been a, you know, kind of an intermittent off and on thing. How much of that is a concern? Was that sort of the bye week, coming out of the bye week, or was that something?
No, we've had a few. I mean, we had a slow start against Baltimore, and, you know, played three and a half really good quarters. You know, I don't know. You know, some games we've been off some fast starts and haven't responded after the fast start. So, you know, it's obviously you're hoping that it's just good at the end of the day, or you know, the overall picture looks good, but. We missed a third down early in the game yesterday. Had a ton of, you know, we had a ton of penalties that we had to overcome, and it really slowed us down. You know, we responded. I liked the way we didn't panic at halftime. You know, we're in a 7-6 ball game. We had not played, you know, real good, especially on that side of the ball. And come in at halftime, we don't panic. We go out there and play better and find a way to get a win. So I think that's important. It shows a lot of your maturity as a team.
I was also going to ask you about the penalties. Is that any kind of a concern? Or?
Yeah, that is a concern. I mean, we had I think we had seven, but they seemed to come in bunches. Our two special teams penalties came back-to-back early in the game. It was a difference in about 20 yards of field position. Offensively, they came in bunches early in the game with some holding calls. You know, I think coming out of the bye, 2 weeks out of the bye, just some technique stuff we did as a football team, how we played high, we used our hands way too much, just some things that you do every day and work on, you could see getting back into the rhythm of the game. We did it much better in the second half.
With Sharpton probably practicing on Wednesday, do you expect it to still be a couple of weeks to evaluate whether or not you'll put him on the
probably all depends what he looks like, Nick. You know, I mean, you would love to think he comes out there and practices Wednesday and Thursday, and you say, boy, I mean, I think he can help us. So the good news is that, you know, we control that. So there's no pressure on him. You know, we'll, obviously he wants to get back on the field as quick as he can. He's chomping at the bit. But, you know, we'll make sure he's ready to go, make sure he's put his pads on, make sure he's been through some things that you know, showed us he's shown us he's ready to go.
Can you talk a little bit about him as a player and what he can help?
Well, when he has played for us, he's played very good. He's an excellent special teams player. He's a very physical player, loves to hit. So all that, you know, I mean, he can help us. And obviously with our situation, losing Brian, bringing Barrett along. I mean, Sharp knows what we're doing. He's been around Wade's scheme and learning Wade's scheme, so that's not going to be a problem at all. So, I mean, we see a guy that could be a factor, you know, not just be active, but could become a factor for our team. So hopefully that'll happen. We'll see.
Ben Jones started again yesterday. How did you evaluate his play?
Well, I'll say this. I don't think we played one of our better games up front, offensive line. And, you know, like I said, we had too many penalties, just some technique stuff. You know, I didn't like. We're going to have to play a lot better than we played up front this week, next week, if we're going to win. You know, Ben continues, I think, to play like a young player. There's a lot of good. There's a lot of things that you know, got to get a lot better. You know, Ben and Newton are young players that are a little bit inconsistent, and our other three are very consistent. They should be. They play a lot more football. So it's something we expected and something we're continuing to try to work through, but there's flashes of very good things, and that's the most important.
Yesterday you mentioned sometimes you just have to survive, and that's what you guys did by winning. How much do you stress playing to the standard of excellence that you guys set for yourselves?
Well, that's the only way you get better. You know, I mean, every week when you play, I mean, it'd be easy to walk out of there yesterday and, you know, say everything's okay. Or, you know, yeah, we won, you know, so there's no problems. But we come in here today and we watch the film together and we talk about things we didn't do good, things that – you know, if we do this in Chicago, it's going to get us beat, you know. So I think good teams are hard on themselves when they win. You know, it's so easy to not be, but the good teams do that. And our guys are very good about that, very mature.
Hey, Gary, can you talk a little bit about Connor Barwin and the job he's done, especially the last couple of games?
He's actually – we had two defensive players of the game. I'll let y'all guess who the other one was. But Connor was one of them, and he's playing very, very well. He's had two good weeks back-to-back. He's all around the quarterback, playing very hard. You know, I think because of Connor's work, good things are starting to come his way, you know, more often. And yesterday was another step in the right direction. JJ was the other, by the way.